Hello and welcome to the May 11th edition of the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Bork from Quito, and I'm checking in today with Nareit's senior economist, Calvin Schnorr, for the latest on the impact of the coronavirus crisis on the economy and commercial real estate. Calvin, welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
So last week, the monthly jobs report showed a record decline in employment in April, while the unemployment rate jumped to 14.7%, the highest level since the Great Depression. Were the details of the job losses as worrisome as these headlines would suggest?
Yes, this was a bad report. There's no sugarcoating that this is the worst monthly employment report we've ever seen. It wasn't really a surprise that much. You know, the market was up because we had seen from the jobless claims and the other information coming in that we should expect a number of this magnitude. But it's still clearly a shock to the economy. It showed some details that the job losses are hitting some of the people who are most vulnerable in the workforce. The lower paid workers were much more likely to be laid off. These are people who are in service jobs, the retail, and so on. Less educated and younger workers were also more likely to be paid off. It was actually kind of surprising that average hourly earnings, you know, typically on any month they'll be up, you know, a couple tenths of a percent. They'll be weak in economic weakness. They jumped 4.7%. Now, that's not because anyone's wages really rose, but the average for the people who are working no longer includes a lot of the lower paid workers. So this is something that is really hitting some of the more vulnerable people in the economy more sharply.
Was there anything in the data that particularly caught your eye or anything else that we need to be watching closely?
Yeah, there were two things that I was looking to see, and that's whether the job losses are focused in the sectors that are real front line on the COVID shutdowns, or whether they're spreading more broadly, and also if we can get any indication of whether this is going to be temporary or permanent job losses. And both of these were actually less alarming than we might have expected. About 60% of the jobs are in just a few sectors, in restaurants, in doctor's offices, in retail stores, and so on, the ones that have closed completely. And when they open, many of them may hire a lot of these people back. So we don't see it spilling over as much into a lot of the management jobs, into any of the other sectors. So that's good news that right now it's a huge number, but really focused on the places that are shut down completely and you know, may open at some point. The second is over 80% of the people expected their job losses to be temporary. Now, that would be encouraging. If their company's still existing. So, you know, if this goes on longer and the company goes bankrupt, those expectations may not be met. But right now, what we see is something that's really focused on a few sectors in the economy, and they are suffering, you know, complete shutdown. But most people expect that to be temporary. That suggests that we will get a recovery when the health situation clears up.
And looking to the week ahead, what will investors be focusing on?
You know, from the real estate markets, we're in the second week of May now, starting second week of May, and we're going to be looking to see what's the news with rent collections. We saw from the National Multifamily Housing Council that their preliminary report found apartment households were about 80% of them were making full or partial payment in their first pass of this survey. That's kind of what we saw last month, and later on in the month, many more people did make their rent payments. So we'll be looking to see what else news there is with rent payments. In the macroeconomic news, we'll see retail sales for April that will be reported at the end of the week, and also industrial production will be reported later in the week. And the March reports for those two indicators did not reflect the full impact of the shutdown. So we'll be seeing particularly just how much consumers have pulled back in the retail sales report.
Okay, great, Calvin. Thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, you can find more news and analysis on REITs and listed real estate by visiting REIT.com.